This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, Margaret, you still with us?
Yes.
All right.
I got a question. So from now till April, which is 10 weeks, I keep them in the refrigerator, and then I take them out, and I can plant them?
Yes, plant them in like a nice growing mix in pots inside.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so when they, so 10 weeks in the refrigerator, once they come out, let them, you know, give them a day or so to just acclimate to the temperatures.
Right.
Then put them in the soil. You'll water it in and put them in a sunny window. At that point, we're looking for them to, you know, grow a few inches. And once that's kind of happened from there, that's when you're going to remove one of them to make the rest of the plant stronger so that it's, you know, we put so many in that we put 2 to 3, maybe 4 pits in there because not all of them are gonna hit. But then again, at the same time, if they do all hit, one's going to be a little bit weaker than the other. So we're just looking for the stronger plants. From there, let them grow until after the last frost. You'd have to look for your area, but where I am, I'm, you know, in northern part of Massachusetts, it's about May 20th. So it's probably close to that. Maybe, you know, beginning of June is the last frost. But you'll be able to tell when it gets closer to that time frame.
Right.
Because,
right,
you know, we don't know what the weather's going to do. We can just say it's about this time. Once that hits, then you get them outside. And make sure you do spread them out because they can get pretty big. So 15 to 20 feet apart is what we're looking to spread them.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Thank you.
You too, Margaret. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it is still frigid cold out there. Haven't seen the temperature change much. Sitting at 4 degrees, so might still be a good day to sit in bed and just enjoy the warmth. Because I tell you, actually, I just updated my computer, and it's 11. 7-degree change, I'll take it. But it's not going to get too not going to get too warm in this area today, probably in the mid-20s, maybe. So still going to be cold indoors. So definitely, if you can stay inside, enjoy it. If not, if you got to clean that driveway for the week, for that weekend, maybe, you know, dress in layers because it is cold. Now, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We've talked about a number of different things today. We've gone over a house plant with the string of turtles, string of dolphins. We've also gone over, you know, the Crimson Queen Japanese maple, some peonies. We've talked about a little bit about earlier with the wild grape and what to do with it. We've talked about ice melt. We've talked about a number of things. The sky's really the limit when it comes to the garden. So anything you guys want to talk about, that's what we're here to discuss and work with. And I know we are working our way through the winter with our houseplants in there. And last month we put out in the newsletter our chores for the January indoor garden. Well, you can kind of repeat those exact same chores for February as well. You probably could do it the same in March. As long as you have plants, really, it's almost every month. By checking some of these, you know, some of these insects, they're the more common houseplant insects. Aphids, whitefly, mealybug, scale, and spider mite. Now, if you're looking with the aphids, they love new growth. They feed on the new growth rather than the old, because the old is a tougher growth for them to chew on, to just take in, right? You'll notice, if you didn't notice the aphids at first, the new growth starts to twist and becomes misshapen. That's usually showing that it's an aphid problem. You might find them all clustered on the tip of a flower. The most common way you'll see that is like a hibiscus or a gardenia. The way the flower is, and that, you know, the hibiscus, that cone shape, it's just going to cover it. They're hard sometimes to find because their skin color is the same color as the plant. So that's with the aphid, looking in those areas first. Now, if you have plants on a table, feel around the base. And you might just even be able to see it, but see if there's almost like a sticky substance on the surface. Sometimes it, you know, if it's in the living room and it's just the floor around it. What that substance is called honeydew. This will actually grow sooty mold that can eventually stain the carpet, wood floors, your tables, etc. The problem that you find if you see this is scale. A lot of times you can usually just rub them off with a soft, soapy, wet cloth. Now the next plant to be looking, insect, might be something that has some webbing on the tops of your plants. That's not Spider-Man, that's spider mites. These ones are the tougher insect to control. You want to make sure you don't just check the one plant that you see it. You want to make sure you check all the plants around it. Now, if you find it on one, you want to quarantine this plant from others. You'll get the N95 out there, put the mask on it, and throw it in the corner. No, seriously, just you're going to want to quarantine it. Keep it away from everything else, because these tend to travel to other plants very easily and can just attack all your plants if you don't take care of it. You want to clean up with soapy water as well. Remove the webbing and as many adults as possible from the plants. Now, another one here that you might see is if you brush up against a plant, little fly coming around, but they're little white flies. They're usually coming from the underside of the foliage. These as well can go from plant to plant to plant quickly and can destroy your plant collection. Most organic way to do it is maybe take the plant, put it outside in the garage briefly to try and knock off some of those flying insects as possible. I wouldn't do it today. 11 degrees is too much. But we're looking at like 40 degrees later in the week. Maybe do it at that point. A lot of times it will just knock those insects down. And the cold will affect them so they won't be able to lay eggs on your other plants. Now another one, mealybug. Now, you've all heard me talk about creating humidity with your plants because all of your plants enjoy the humidity around. Well, the mealybug thrives off of increased humidity. So this is something to definitely take a look for. They look like little pieces of cotton on your plant. And if you're seeing those, you've got the mealybug. This is another one we can wash off with a soft, wet, soapy cloth. Finally, a fungus gnat. Fungus gnats are the ones that look like little fruit flies flying around out of the soil. I want to take care of those with a systemic houseplant. They have a granular, also have a liquid spray that you can use. Now, I mentioned all of these plants can be washed with soapy water. Once you've washed them with the soapy water with like a face cloth or, you know, microfiber cloth, those types of things, then you can spray all of these on the all seasons, spray all of these with the all seasons oil. These can be safely used on herbs. There's no toxic fumes for you to breathe in. So, you know, with the windows closed, it's not a big deal. This one will also kill the adults, the young, the eggs, all at the same time. So it's a great houseplant spray for all these insects. So definitely take a look at the All Seasons Oil for all your insect issues long term. And this can be done every 7 to 10 days. If you have some questions, give us a call. 855-660-4261. Taking a break. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got a little over a half hour left in the show. So definitely some time to give us a call if you have some questions. I know it's hard to really think about our plants, our outdoor plants right now when it's this cold and it has, it's just not easy, right? It's just one of those times where it's just like, oh, all I really want to think about is staying warm, maybe drinking another cup of coffee, and enjoying it. So I get it. It's hard to think about plants, but that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here to get you thinking about what we want to do. And it's not just about the plants. It's about the lawn. It's about the garden. It's about all of it and taking care of it. Now, we are, 6 weeks or so away from spring, depending upon which groundhog you listen to. But it's never too early to start thinking about what we're going to be doing for the spring. And thinking about the lawn and saying, all right, this year I'm going to take it and I'm going to make sure it goes well. And I'm going to feed the soil and I'm going to feed the lawn. I'm going to take care of it. And so this is the time of year where we should be saying, all right, when the ground freezes, I'm going to get a soil sample. Or I already did a soil sample and I know what to do. Or I'm just going to say, I know it's been no good for so long. I am just going to lime it. I'm going to take care of the soil underneath it, and I'm going to feed it. So those are, multiple options here. But what are you going to do? That's the decision you need to make. You need to look at the soil and say, am I starting fresh? Am I going, partially new? Am I reseeding over an area where I'm just overseeding? Am I taking care of the lawn just in the full sun areas? You got to make those decisions now so when it does come time later, you can be right on it. Because if you want to get your grass growing before it gets too warm and get it established, you can actually have multiple applications of fertilizers, of soil amendments, those types of things in 6 week intervals to get started, because 6 weeks from now, hopefully the snow is out of here. We're looking at, either bare lawns or grass to get them established. So those are things we need to be thinking about now to be ready for it. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Glenn's in the Cape.
Glenn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Quick question. This is a good time of year to trim some trees outside?
Yes. Definitely is, because a lot of the deciduous trees don't have leaves on them, obviously. And you can kind of see where some of those cross branches are a little bit easier. You can see some of the dead. You can see some of the suckers without having to, you know, kind of really get deep into the plant. So, you know, I'd almost consider that we're almost at the point where it's late winter. We're not. We're like in the middle of winter. But maybe, you know, if you're looking at some of the plants that are a little bit more tender, maybe wait a couple weeks. But the majority of your shade trees, your maples, oaks, those types of things, you can prune at this point without a problem. A lot of tree companies love to do some work in the winter, not because, you know, cold, but it's they can just see through the plant a little bit, or early spring is when they like to do them.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Glenn.
You too.
Bye-bye. Now, when it comes to pruning, late winter, sometimes late fall, are the great times to be pruning some of your trees. The tree's dormant, so you're not affecting any of the blossoms or the new leaf nodes for that season. So you can take care of it, and you can just see a little bit better. That's the biggest thing. When there's no leaves on these deciduous trees, you can actually see what you're cutting versus hoping and praying. You know, I know, you know, there's professionals out there who can do it without a problem. Don't get me wrong. But if you're just looking to clean up some areas and there's leaves everywhere, you might accidentally cut the wrong branch. So that's why, if you can get out there in the next few weeks, definitely prune some of your deciduous trees. About a half hour left. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are fresh reports that Russia has massed about 70% of the forces needed for a full-scale invasion along Ukraine's border. As two top U.S. officials speaking on condition of anonymity say, the buildup consists of the military personnel and weapons that Russian President Vladimir Putin would need to overwhelm its neighbor. The U.S. officials add that while current numbers indicate a possible invasion within the next few weeks, a diplomatic resolution is still possible if Russia is open to one. More than 1,000 protesters were on the streets of Minneapolis yesterday in response to the police killing a few days ago of a 22-year-old man. They want justice for Amir Locke, who was fatally shot early Wednesday while apparently asleep and holding a firearm during a police raid. This is USA Radio News. one of the world's top podcasters, getting into some recent controversies, and now he's having to apologize for other things as well. Joe Rogan is now calling his past use of the N-word the most regretful and shameful thing he has ever had to address. The 54-year-old posting a 5-minute apology to his Instagram after a video compilation of all the times that he used that slur surfaced.
And I certainly would never want to offend someone for entertainment with something as stupid as racism.
Snowboarder Julia Marino, the first American to bring home a medal at the 2022 Olympics in Beijing. She won the silver medal today in women's slope-style snowboarding. It marks the Connecticut native's first ever Olympic medal. Hollywood actress Jennifer Garner was celebrated yesterday as a hasty pudding 2022 Woman of the Year at Harvard. On Thursday, actor Jason Bateman was celebrated as the Man of the Year. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Would you put wood ashes on a garden?
Yeah, so we're talking after you've done with a fire, right?
Right, right.
Definitely, wood ash is a great product to use. A lot of people use it on like a vegetable garden.
Uh-huh, right.
And add it to, you know, the top layer to mix in. Uh-huh. It's a source of lime and some potassium from it. Some people, what they will do is instead of just putting it straight on, we'll add it to, like compost to let it break down a little bit. That's really up to you on what you want to do. You know, some people, like I said, some will throw it right over the top.
Yeah.
Some will compost it in the, like a compost pile. To help it break down the rest of the compost.
Mm-hmm.
It is a source, like I said, of like lime and potassium. And it can have a few like trace elements in there mixed in, but it's not really much to, you know, to write home about.
But you just wouldn't scatter it on the top then, right?
Yeah, and it's a light scattering over the top.
Oh, yeah.
You're not looking to make like an inch. It's not like we're doing like a cover, like mulch, like a cover type.
Right.
We're looking to just have a light layer over the top.
Oh, yeah.
And again, whatever you don't use, throw in a compost pile. But when it gets too much, say you put too much of the wood ash on there, it can actually create some salt. It has some salts, whatnot that can burn your plants.
Oh yeah.
So that's what we don't want to put too much. That's why some people will throw them into the compost.
Uh-huh.
Because what it does is over time it'll leach that salt out of the wood ash, and then there's also lye in it as well. The lye it mixed with salt, those can create the problems.
Okay.
So again, it, you know, depends on, it also depends on the wood that you're burning. So hardwoods, the hardwoods will actually help, will have more nutrients and minerals in them versus the softwood. So hardwood would be like oaks and maple, whereas your softwood would be pine and firs. They don't have as many of the nutrients. The majority of people who use a fireplace with that will use hardwood. It's mostly oaks, maples, that type of thing. So that, you know, it's definitely can be used. A lot of people will use it all the, you know, I've used it for years upon years. If it's an area where you have more acidic plants, don't use it. Because, like I said, it does have a little bit of lime to it. Using it too much can raise the pH.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why a lot of people are using, like, a vegetable garden.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To, you know, and might as well use it. Use all the pieces. You've used it to get warm. Now bring it into the garden and use it to help feed the garden.
Okay. And I got one more question.
Sure.
I'm thinking of raising snapdragons.
Okay.
Now, when the snapdragons, they say to pinch them. Where do I pinch them? At the top?
So with the pinching of the snapdragon, you know, when do you pinch them, right? That's the bigger thing that you're looking for. Now, are you growing them from seed?
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay. So when you start, you want to actually pinch them when they're about 3 inches tall originally. So right at the beginning, it's grown 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Pinch it just a little bit.
At the top,
yes.
At the top.
Because what it'll do is it'll then help produce more branching, more everything for it.
Okay.
That way you can get a stronger branch system to it.
Uh-huh.
So that, because what that is doing, it is bringing its energy back to reality here and pushing so the stem can be strong. Because if we just let it go, it's going to go to flower and it's just going to kind of bend over really easily.
Yeah.
So that's why they want you to do it when it's younger, so that it will help with the long term of it, make it a stronger branching, stronger plant, etc. You know, deadheading as well can be done to help prevent any like breakage on the plant in rain or wind or anything during the season if all the other ones haven't been growing. The other thing is if you're looking to try and get another round of blooming, you can actually cut the snapdragons all the way back to, like, cut it back by, like, a third, maybe even two-thirds.
Oh, yeah.
And you can try to help induce a second set of buds. So if it flowers early enough, especially if you're starting indoors, and it flowers early enough, you can actually pinch those back after they're flowering, clean them up, and then hopefully have a second round of it.
Now, when I start to plant them, can I plant them in like those grow containers, or do I have to use one of them long?
Use whatever you want, honestly.
Oh, really?
Whatever you are comfortable with doing, that's the thing.
They say about transplanting them.
Well, so sometimes with the grow pots, you know, are you talking like the?
I'm getting the ones from Burpee.
Okay.
Those pots, you know, that they're in a long container and they had a dome over them.
Yeah, I mean, so if you grow them in there, you can then transplant them easy. If you want to put them in, you know, pots already and just leave them in the pot for the season, that's fine too.
Okay.
It's not, you know, they're going to have to get to a certain point anyways. So leaving them in a container, as long as they have enough span to, you know, grow a decent root system, it'd be fine.
Okay.
So sometimes people just put them in like a 12-inch patio container and fill it and let it sit in there and grow that way.
Okay.
As long as you're taking care of them, giving them the sunlight they need, doing that pinching when we like we talked about,
right.
You should have successful snapdragons.
Okay, I'm going to try. I tried it one time, but I didn't try it anymore, but I'm going to try it again and see how successful I am.
Definitely, and starting indoors will help you so that when it does go outside, you have right. a stronger plant. So I definitely recommend doing that, but I think you can do it.
Okay. All right, I'll let you know how I make out.
Definitely, can't wait. Have a great one, Mary.
Oh, you too. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. About 20 minutes left in the show. And we're really thinking spring, honestly. We are thinking, what can we do next? What can we do for it, that next season? And so planting indoors, I mean, bring some beauty inside for the beginning of it and get spring ready. So, like I said earlier, depending upon who you listen to for a groundhog, or even if you listen at all, that Punxsutawney Phil, he told us 6 more weeks of winter. But the good news is he's only right 40% of the time. So Punxsutawney Phil is the famous groundhog, but you know the majority of states have their own. Here in Massachusetts, we have one. Her name's Miss G. I only learned this on actual Groundhog's Day. I heard it over the radio. They were talking about it. So Miss G, she said 6 weeks until spring. I'll take her answer. She's probably right more often. I don't have the statistics, but we know that Punxsutawney Phil is a 40% of being right. Now, if he was a baseball player, he'd be batting 400. That's pretty good. I mean, you don't see those things till like Ted Williams, but he's not a baseball player. He's predicting the weather, and we can be very, very upset when he gets it wrong. So, depending upon who you listen to, Punxsutawney Phil or Miss G will tell you, is there 6 weeks left of winter or 6 weeks until spring? Either way, there's 6 weeks. Now, if you have some questions, call us 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, we've been all over the board on what we're talking about today. So it doesn't necessarily have to be about winter type stuff. We could be talking anything. Now, one fertilizer that I'd look for you to look for indoor plants is the organic indoor houseplant food from Espoma. So definitely take a look at it if you're fertilizing your houseplants right now. It's a liquid form, very easy to use. Definitely try it out. Do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jolene is in Beverly, Mass.
Jolene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Patrick. I'm hoping to have better luck starting my pansy seeds indoors this year.
Okay.
Last couple of years, I put them in some potting soil, started them up under the eaves in the dark, cool dark, watered them, sprayed them with water, and no germination. I don't know if it's too cold up there or too damp or I don't know what's going on. I usually just get the seeds from one of these stores at the mall. Sometimes I try the Giants and sometimes just the regular small mixed colors ones. And usually I start them around February or March, so I'll have some in bloom the end of, I usually start them in January or February, right about this time. So I'll have some blooming by the end of March, beginning of April, but haven't had much luck with them lately.
So, you are right when it comes to the darkness is required for the germination. You are right when it comes to the, you know, keeping them damp. It can take about 14 days for them to germinate. But the one thing I'd like to see you maybe add to your cycle on this is getting a heat mat for the container that you're planting the pansy seeds in.
Okay, I usually put them in an empty berry, you know, those little square berry containers.
Yep. So a heat mat can help keep the soil warmer to help push the germination a little bit. Because the soil needs to be at about 70 degrees for germination to really happen. So you're doing the right thing when it comes to the darkness, but we need to warm up the soil. So there's a little bit more to talk about. So hang tight with me during the break.
Sure.
When we get back, I'll give you some more information. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back to the Paul Ferenc Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Jolene in regards to pansy seeds and starting them indoors. And she's done a lot of the right things here. We, you know, got them in a nice growing mix, kept them damp, kept them in a dark spot. We want to warm them up a little bit. Now, you said you put them kind of up in, like, the eaves or where it's a little bit cooler. Is that correct?
Yes. I live in a one-and-a-half-story home. And basically just the upstairs guest room. And sometimes I put them in under the eaves. But it
got
seemed to be a little too cold there. So I think last year I just put them under the bed upstairs in the dark.
Got it. So another trick that you can use to keep them in the dark so that you're not necessarily leaving them under a bed or somewhere where you might forget them is getting one of the thicker black plastic trash bags.
Yeah.
And putting it in there and checking on it every couple days to make sure that the soil remains moist throughout that whole entire germination process. That's the thing. We don't want it to dry out.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
When you're putting the seeds on the soil, this is the type where we want to do a surface sow, which what we call is putting them over the top of the soil. We want to make sure the soil, you know, the seed and the soil have a great contact with the soil, but it's not one where we are going to put it, you know, an inch or two below the soil.
Okay, so don't just put a dusting after I put the seeds on.
Barely, yeah.
Soil.
Yeah, you're just looking for a good contact with the soil. Keep it moist. Keep it in a dark span for, you know, 10 to 12 weeks or so while it's germinating, getting ready. Then that's when you bring it out into the light, bring it into the area, get it ready for outside. You know, it's funny, the pansies are the type that grow in cooler temperatures, right?
Yeah.
All, you know, we always see them in the spring, and then we'll see them again in the fall.
Yeah.
But in order to germinate, they need to be warmer than that to get them going. So it's just an interesting plant because we're so used to them staying cold.
Yeah.
And we see them in the spring and the fall that we're like, well, they should grow. What's the problem? But the fact is they need to have 65 to 75 degree temperatures for germination to get them going. And so, you know, if you're keeping them inside underneath a bed, in a black plastic bag, I wouldn't use a heating source. But if you're just going to keep them underneath,
bag will keep any heat in.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Whereas if you're not using the black plastic bag, I might look at the heating pad just to keep the heat temperatures, you know, between 65 and 75 degrees. That's the big factor here because you're doing everything else right.
Yeah. Okay. That's well. I think that I predict it'll work this season. Then I'll try that. And if I did try the heating pad, I would keep it on like 24 hours.
Yeah, a lot of them will. You can because you want it. You don't want the temperatures to drop up and down. We don't want a huge fluctuation of temperatures.
Okay, keep it on low.
Yeah.
For quite a while. Okay.
So you'll look to, you know, they have them where I believe they're the size of like a tray. So if you were to buy like a tray of six pack pansies, that size. Mm-hmm. They actually sell heat mats specifically for like that size.
Yeah.
So okay. I would look at that.
I think that's the missing piece there, a little bit of heat. Okay, well, I'll let you know if I get some germination this year.
Awesome. We look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, thank you, Patrick.
All right, Jolene, have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so that's going to wrap us up here. Appreciate everybody who has called in with any of your questions. And we're really thinking spring. We're on our way. We're not that far. We are, 6 weeks away, give or take. But we're definitely thinking spring, even though it's like 11 degrees out. Forget that I said that, but enjoy the cold while we can, right? Because, hey, soon it's going to be summer and we're going to be complaining that it's too hot. So, you know, that's what happens up here. Anyways, like I said, that's going to do us for today's show. Again, I appreciate everybody who called with your questions. Appreciate everybody listening. Until next week out there, get out there or in there, plant something, be good to each other because that's all we got. And we'll definitely be here next weekend, next Sunday, to come at you again about spring. We'll see you next week.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.